From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. It stands to reason that experience playing video games would be a good skill for someone working in the video game industry. The assumption for non-gamers is usually that this is where the potential return on investment ends. Well, a new study out from the University of Michigan and published in Nature Communications is perfectly suited for any kid trying to convince the rents to buy them a video gaming computer or console. In a scientific battle of the wits in identifying proteins between gamers, scientists, and artificial intelligence, the gamers reigned supreme. Scott Horowitz is co-author of the study. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you had the robots, you had the students, you had the professors, and you had the gamers.
Exactly. In the end, the gamers did the best job, which was not very surprising to me. It was surprising to some of the other people who were involved with it.
Why wasn't it surprising to you?
I know a lot of computer gamers. I have done computer gaming myself for quite some time, and I know exactly how obsessed people can get with particular computer games. And I knew that the computer gamers that we had solicited this help from, it's a game called Fold It, and they had gotten very good at this game over years of playing it, and now we're asking them to do something that was similar to what they'd done before in the game, which also happened to be really similar to what the trained scientists do on a daily basis. When you have a lot of computer gamers playing this game and only, you know, one or two scientists, it's not hard to expect that, you know, the computer gamers on total are going to come up with something better.
Video games, for the most part, have a little bit of a reputation for being a time suck, right? Does this indicate that maybe actually just playing regular games, not trying to gamify anything, but playing regular old video games might create useful skills outside of the gaming industry?
There are certain things about video gaming that are translatable to other skills. And certainly that there is the opportunity there for a lot of video games to become useful to the greater community, like this game Fold It, which is a scientific game.
Is it possible that gamers also have different neural pathways that they're building here?
You would definitely have to ask a neuroscientist that particular question. But what I can say is that whenever you are spending a lot of time practicing something, you know, be it the piano or computer games or whatever, you know, you develop a skill. So it happens that this computer game Fold It develops skills that are extremely valuable for biochemistry and biochemistry research.
Scott Horowitz, he's a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Michigan and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. Scott, thanks a lot.
Love to be here. Thanks so much.
This week, as expected, GoPro released a bunch of new stuff, including a new drone, the Karma, which is foldable and costs $800. Also, a new Hero 5 black camera, which has some voice-controlled functions. What isn't yet clear is whether any of this will help GoPro. The company has posted losses for each of its last three quarters. One of the homemade bombs discovered in New York in recent days didn't detonate. Police drove it away. How? In a total containment vessel. They've been around for decades, but they're increasingly visible as law enforcement deals with an increase in bombing threats. The one in New York looked like a big white orb on top of some tractor trailer wheels. Here to talk bomb diffusing technology and chemistry is Jimmy Oxley, task lead at the Department of Homeland Security's Alert Center. She's also a chemistry professor at the University of Rhode Island. Jimmy, how does one of these vessels work?
It's very thick steel. And it's supposed to be thick enough that it can withstand the blast if a device that's being put in it goes off accidentally.
It's interesting to me that we have this modern challenge of improvised explosive devices, but the tech that we have to contain them hasn't changed very much at all.
That's correct. Very little has changed. I even have a talk where I titled it, Nothing's New Under the Sun, from the Bible verse. That is what explosives do. Obviously, it isn't possible to contain any given amount of material. You can't just keep building a stronger containment vessel.
What are you the most interested in terms of where things could go and what work could be done to improve some of these things?
As a chemist, you know the answer I'm going to give. It's some sort of chemical solution that's going to make it possible to keep legitimate chemicals from being used in an illegitimate fashion. So if normally you use chemical A for all kinds of legitimate uses, but the bad guy introduces chemical B and makes an explosive out of it, what we need to do is think of a third way to keep A and B from reacting with each other.
Jimmy Oxley is the task lead for improvised explosive characterizations at the Alert Center. Jimmy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quick note, as law enforcement here in New York searched for the bombing suspect taken into custody in New Jersey yesterday, they used the wireless emergency alert system and delivered a loud alarm to people's phones with a short message. Wanted, Ahmed Khan Rahami, 28-year-old male, see media for pic, call 911 if seen. It's believed to have been the first ever use of the system to help catch a suspected bomber. Usually this type of thing is used to warn people about dangerous weather and enlist their help in child abductions. You can actually adjust settings for these alerts on your phone. We tweeted a link to information on that from @MarketplaceTech. FYI, there's also one kind of alert that you cannot opt out of. It's the presidential alert. Never been used. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.